الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون صدق الله العظيم ومسلم respected elders and brothers in Islam. Everyone is aware of the condition of the Muslims today and the Muslim lands, and all focus, whether it be Muslims or non-Muslims, is towards the area of Palestine, Syria. And the heart of every Muslim is pained when we hear of what is happening to the Muslims in the different parts of the world. When we know about this jihad that is taking place to protect the lands of the Muslims, and the heart should pain. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Al-Muslimuna ka rajulin wahidin, that the Muslims are like one body. In ishtaka aynuhu, ishtaka kulluhu. Wa in ishtaka ra'suhu, ishtaka kulluhu. Rawahu Muslim. That if the eye is paining, the whole body feels it. If the head is paining, the whole body feels the pain. So it is natural that whatever is happening to the Muslims in the different parts of the world, it should pain us. We should feel the pain. But this is the jihad that is taking place to protect the lands, the Muslim lands. What about the other jihad which is more greater? The jihad between iman and kufr. The jihad between iman and kufr, whether the kuffar, day in and day out, they are making plans to snatch away the iman of the Muslims. Daily there are so many people. We only look at the statistics of those people that are accepting iman, and we see that many people are accepting iman. But Allah forbid, Allah protect our iman, that there are many people that are leaving the fold of iman also. Because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Anyone knowing the Arabic language will understand the word lan is used for emphasis. That the Jews and the Christians will never be happy until you are following their creed. The word millat is used, not deen. Why? Because millat means an ideology. That is why the RAND Institute in the year 2007, they are an institute that gives advice to the Pentagon. They had published something how to get the Muslims to be, as so to say, not fundamentalist Muslims. They mustn't be staunch Muslims. They must be just Muslims by name. And they have written there that the war in America is not only a war of weapons, it's a war of ideas and ideology. Where people must be, they must have the names of Muslims. They must wear the clothing of Islam, but they must be thinking like a kafir. In the words of Mulana Abul Hassan Nadwi Rahimullah, it's called Zehni Irtidad. A man must be a non-Muslim in his thinking. So this is a greater war. That is the war between Iman and Kufr. How hurt are we being, how hurt are we getting about that? How worried are we getting about that? Because the greatest ni'mat and bounty is the bounty of Iman. Why? Because our success in dunya and akhirat is dependent on that. We will only understand the value of this Iman once this eyes closes. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ. That those people that have died upon kufr, Allahumma fazna, Allah protect us. Yeah, again the word none is used. Then even if they have to try to ransom themselves with everything of the world, whether it be gold and silver, it will never be accepted. They will never be able to save themselves from the fire of Jahannam. وَصَرَّحَ فِي مَوَاضِعَ آخَرَ. In some other places of the Quran, Allah says if they have the whole world and even double that. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ. That even if they have the whole world and double that amount to ransom themselves, because they died upon the kufr, it will never be accepted from them. In other places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says any amount, even they have to give little also, وَإِن تَعْدِلْ كُلَّ عَدْلٍ, that even if they have to give any ransom, لَا يُؤْخَذْ مِنْهَا, it will never be accepted from them. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةً وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ أَن نَفْسٍ شِيئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةً وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. No ransom will be accepted from them. So we will only understand this bounty of Iman once this eyes closes. What is Iman? What is the level of our Iman? How do we know what is the level of our Iman? In many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some criteria that we should have to know the level of our Iman. Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Who are the true believers? They brought Iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. And then they don't have any doubt. Before we explain this part, many people, they have this misconception. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. That person who said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, he'll enter into Jannah. What's the need to do good deeds? What's the need to stay away from sin? Definitely what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is no lying. But this hadith is only proving one thing. That a person who passes away upon Iman, then he's guaranteed Jannah. But he's not guaranteed immediate entrance into Jannah. He's guaranteed entrance into Jannah, but he's not guaranteed immediate entrance into Jannah. To go into Jahannam by himself, because he's not fit to go into Jannah. Secondly, that person, who only brought iman, what guarantee he got? If he does not try to protect that iman, he won't lose that iman. He can lose that iman. Ulama and Buzrugan al-Din give an example. They say that iman, just to bring iman, is just like that seed. When you put that seed into the ground, no one just leaves it just like that. He has to look after that seed. If you want to see the fruits that come later on, he needs to look after that seed. He needs to protect it from all those things that will harm that seed. And then only he will see the fruits. The physical fruits and the metaphorical fruits, all types of fruits, he will only see it later on. But he needs to protect it. Likewise, we need to protect this iman. So, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. Allah Ta'ala says, what is the sign of your iman? Is that you don't have any doubts regarding your iman. What is the level of our iman? Hayatul Sahaba, there's so many incidents that are mentioned. On the level of the Sahaba, Anhum's conviction. Likewise, we know the famous incident, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was returning with Sahaba Anhum from one jihad. Allama Suyuti rahimallah in Ad-Durr al-Manthur has mentioned this incident. And it's mentioned in many ahadith, kutub, and the books of ahadith. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was returning from jihad, on one place they had all stopped and they decided to rest. Sahaba Anhum were resting in one place, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were resting in another place, and one kafir and disbeliever suddenly appeared in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sword was hanging. He grabbed hold of the sword and he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "May yamnauka minni?" Who's going to save you now from me? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah." Three times would such a force. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the word Allah. Then this person started shaking, and he dropped the sword. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up the sword and asked him, "Now may yamnauka minni? Now who's going to save you from me now?" He said, "Fa'anta khayru akhidin." That you have captured me now, and I expected you'll do some good to me. You won't punish me for whatever I did. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba to leave him alone. By that time, the Sahaba also gathered. Nabi sallallahu said, "Leave him alone." Because he made a promise to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he will not fight against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he will not assist the kuffar and the disbelievers if they come to fight against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the conviction that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us. And in every condition, yes, we have to use the means. We are living in the world of means. But you cannot have your conviction on the means. There are so many occasions where you use the means. One person went to the one doctor. Everyone is praising the doctor. It is the best of doctors. Allah has put shifa in his hands. One person goes to him. Alhamdulillah, through the permission of Allah, he gets cured. Another person goes to him, doesn't get cured. Every day Allah is showing us that everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is our conviction? Likewise, the incident, Ali radiallahu anhu, he was in Madinatul Munawwara. He went for some work away, he went to the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. He got sick. So he couldn't come back to Madinatul Munawwara. Some Sahaba anhum come to meet him. "Oh Ali, why are you staying here? Why didn't you come back to Madinatul Munawwara? If something happens to you, at least you'll pass away in Madinatul Munawwara." He says, "You got nothing to worry about. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam already said that I will become a khalifa. I haven't become a khalifa still. So I won't pass away now. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that I will pass away in Kufa. So I can't pass away now." This was the conviction that he had on the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the level of that iman. We all know the famous incident of the Sahabi radiallahu ta'anhu, istatlaqa batnuhu, he had a diarrhea. Nabi sallam told his brother that give him honey to drink. He was drinking, eating, he was taking honey. And then he comes back and he says, no, it's increasing, it's not getting better. Nabi Sam said, told him, continue. 2-3 times he told him that, he said, Ya Rasulullah, it's not getting better. So what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? Sadaqallahu wa kadaba batnu akhik. That Allah has spoken the truth when Allah Ta'ala said there's shifa in honey. And the stomach of your brother has spoken a lie. This is the level of iman that we have to have. My eyes is seeing something. My eyes is seeing something. Allah said something else. Am I believing what my eye is seeing? Or what Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying? I'm hearing something. But it's against what Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying. What am I believing? As one buzurg and one pious person said, that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that lift up your pants above your ankles. This Muslim is not prepared to do that. But the kuffar have said that lift your pants above your knees and be prepared to do that. What is the level of our conviction in the words of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So this iman is no small thing. We have to look after this iman. How are we going to protect this iman? In many places Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. The whole Quran is full of that. You're going to protect this iman when you bring taqwa. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come into our hearts. The thing that is missing today is the consciousness of Allah. I'm cheating someone, I'm hurting someone, I'm violating the rights of another person, and I feel nothing about it. Even though I'm standing in the front line of the masjid, I'm performing my salah, I'm making nafil, ibadat. But when it comes to the hukuk and the rights of people, I feel nothing about it. Ittaqullah, the consciousness of Allah is gone. How are you going to get that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah in many places, Allah ta'ala gives us a remedy. In one of those places, Allah ta'ala says, وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَىٰ. Stay away from riba and interest. Make sure your income is halal. What we are eating, what we feeding our children. In another place, Allah ta'ala says, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Sit with the pious people. Hazrat Thambi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that our children are going to schools where the main focus is only the dunya. We need to bring them into the company of the pious every day. One way is that they must sit in the company of pious people. Sit in their majalis. The other is that we need to see that they're going to the maktab. The maktab system is a very important system. Many people have mentioned that what they learned everything is what they learned in the maktab. And that is the thing that is protecting the people's iman. We must not be fooled that if we're sending our children to some Muslim school, where the focus, they do have some Islamic studies there, but the focus is not the dini side. The focus is secular education. We still need to send our children to that madrasa in the afternoon, where he will hear about Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The benefit of it is that his aqidah and his beliefs will be protected. His love for the ahkam and the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be created. He will understand the rights of his parents. He will understand the rights of Allah. He will understand the rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His iman will be protected. Whatever objections that came into his mind when he was in that school, when he was meeting maybe the non-Muslims or someone else, those objections will be, it will be answered when he comes into that maktab system, when he will be reading about Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our protection of our iman and the iman of our children is very, very important. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has said it, even though it may sound very blunt, but it's something that has become a reality. He said the work of the parents is not just to make their children, just to feed them, to make them fat, so that they become, so that we make them ready for the slaughterhouse that is Jahannam, and we do nothing for the akhirat. That all focus is all about the secular education. We will hear about parents sacrificing the time for the madrasa, for the secular education, every day. You will hear that he got this program, this event, that event. He's prepared to take the time of the madrasa. But is he prepared to take the time of the school so that he can give it to the madrasa? The mindset is all about giving, where we are giving tarjih and we are giving preference to what? We are giving the preference of dunya over the akhirah. What mindset are we creating for the child? That when the child comes home with his school report, and if he does bad, then we will reprimand him. But if he does bad, if he brings that madrasa report, we'll tell him there's nothing to worry about. What mindset are we creating? That he needs to understand that my iman comes first. I need to sacrifice everything for my iman. What did Sahaba Ranhum do? Look at their lives. They sacrificed everything for iman. Just one incident. Hazrat Shuaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he left all his wealth in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Yeah, but he wanted to make hijrah to protect his iman. To go to Madinah to Munawwara. The kuffar tried to stop him in every way. He told him, you can try to do whatever you want. I will fight you right till the end. But let's make a deal. All my wealth that I have, you take it away. Just allow me to go to Madinah to Munawwara. He comes to Madinah to Munawwara. He tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his incident. What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Rabbi Hasuhaib, Rabbi Hasuhaib, what a profitable bargain you have made with Allah. Allah speaks about it in the Quran. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. That person who sold himself for the sake of Allah. Right till the day of Qiyamah, we'll be reciting this ayat and we'll be remembering him. Sacrificing everything for the sake of iman. Sacrificing everything for the sake of our deen. What are we doing to protect our iman? What are we doing to protect our deen? Our iman and the iman of our children. So you're speaking about the method of protecting ittaqullah. To bring that taqwa, we have to sit in good company. We have to see that our income is also halal. And we are eating halal. And the most important, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Prepare for the akhirat. Prepare for the akhirat. Make our children understand. We need to understand that akhirat is more important than the dunya. We made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma thabbitna lal iman wa amitna lal iman wa ahshurna yawm al qiyamati mal iman. O Allah, keep us steadfast upon kamil iman. Take us from this world with kamil iman. And let us wake up on the day of qiyamah with kamil iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.